ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवेनास्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ओम शांति शांति शांति
The Mandukya Upanishad, first two mantras, present the teaching of the entire Upanishad in a nutshell. The first mantra discusses the meaning of the word Om. Second mantra discusses the Atma Swarupam. Later on, the third mantra onwards, third, fourth, fifth and sixth, and also this seventh. All this rest of the mantras, fourth, fifth, sixth and seventh, they reveal the Atma Swarupam elaborately. And in order to arrive at actual meaning of the word I, in order to arrive at the truth of the whole, and Atma is presented as the Chatushpad, the one who is obtaining in four quarters. And the third mantra, fourth mantra, fifth mantra, also sixth mantra, all these four mantras talk about three padas of the Atma. That is Sthulatma, Sukshmatma and Karanatma. The seventh mantra talks about the Chaturya Atma, the actual Atma was distinct from all the Sthula, Sukshma, Karana, Prapanchas. And we have seen all those mantras actually, and now we have to enter into the Karikas today. And here we have already seen the meaning of first Karika, the second, third and all, we have to go ahead today. This Gaudapadiya Karikas also, here before the seventh mantra is taught, in between, after the sixth mantra of the actual Upanishad, the Gaudapadiya Karika, the commentary in verse form comes. And all these, there are now nine Karikas totally we have before the seventh mantra. Of all the nine Karikas, if you see, first, second, third and fourth, all these four Karikas talk about the Padatrayam of the Atma. But actually the first Karika presents the Padatrayam in a nutshell, which you have already seen. You should remember, Karika is a commentary, which is elaborate commentary on what we have already studied in the mantra. That is why it is repeated. Don't think I am repeating. Gaudapada Acharya's Karika is what? It's a commentary on what the mantras. Therefore, he cannot say something differently in the Karikas. You know, the same thing comes. And we have seen last time, the first Karika. So the first Karika, I said, discusses the first three padas of the Atma. Second Karika presents the locations for Upasanam meditation. The third Karika presents the Bhogatrayam, threefold objects of what is that which you experienced. And fourth Karika presents the threefold things which brings about Triptihi, satisfaction on the part of the Vishwaha, Taijasaha and Pragyaha. So you can say, first Karika deals with the Padatrayam, Second karika deals with sthanatrayam, the locations for meditations. Third karika deals with bhogatrayam. And fourth karika deals with tripti trayam. Tripti trayam, triptihi means actually the threefold things which bring about satisfaction on the part of Vishvaha, Taijasaha and Pragyaha respectively. An interesting thing, the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th and the 9th of all these mantras. 5th mantra talks about the benefit or the phalam of knowing or understanding the threefold padas. If we really understand what each pada is, then we understand what each pada is. Thereby we can understand how Atma is a Turiya Atma. Atma is actually the Turiyam, Chaitanyam, which is distinct from all these three padas. Once, if we know, understand these three padas, we also understand Turiya Chaitanyam being the only Atma, the only reality behind all the three. Therefore, the benefit of that knowledge is said, presented in the 5th Karika, which is not actually said in the Upanishad Mantra, but which is presented by Gaudapada Acharya himself. Then 6th, 7th, 8th and 9th. These four karikas, the sixth karika, these four karikas elaborately discuss the meaning of the sixth mantra, which means how it is they discuss, etc. We'll see later on. We'll just finish this, and when I go there again, I'll explain to you those things. Bahi pragyo vibhur vishvo hyantah pragnyastu taijasah ghana pragnyastatha pragnyah yeka eva tridha smritah. You already seen this meaning. Bahi pragyaha vibhu vishvaha stand for sthulatma. Sthulatma is nothing but both vishvaha and virat. The atma chaitanyam obtaining in waking state associated with sthula prapanchaha. The knower and the known obtaining in waking state. The waking state pramata and prameyam. Vishvaha and Virat together form the Sthulatma. Then Hyanta Prajnastu Taijasaha. So the same Atma Chaitanyam obtaining in dream state, associated with the knower and the known, Pramata and Prameyam, obtaining in dream state, are associated with the Sthula Sukshma Prapanchaha. What is Sukshma? Sukshmatma. The Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbhaha together form the Sukshmatma. And Ghanapragyaha Tatha Pragyaha. Same Atma Chaitanyam associated with the Pramata and Prameyam obtaining in deep sleep state. Associated with what? The Karana Shariram. Karanat is called Karanatma. Karanat, both knower and the known. We have to remember all the three pairs. The knower known obtaining in waking state, the knower known obtaining in dream state, the knower known obtaining in deep sleep state. All of them are, well, we can say what? Vishvaha, Virat, Taijasaha, Hiranyagarbhaha, Pragyaha, Antaryami. All the three pairs are what now? We can say the sthulatma, sukshmatma, karanatma, all of them are nothing but three different appearances, three different names of the only atma, the consciousness, the turiya atma. Therefore, ekaha eva tridha smritaha. But who is that only atma, the only turiya atma chaitanyam, who is known as, known by three different names in three who appears in three different forms? That is not discussed here now. That is going to come later on. That is discussed only in the seventh mantra. The turiya atma is discussed in the seventh mantra, which is going to be discussed later on. Now we are only trying to, we are going to understand only the three padas of the atma. Until we go to the seventh mantra, we need not think about turiya atma at all. Okay? Turiya atma, what is turiya atma? The atma chaitanyam, the consciousness, which is distinct from all these three, which is distinct from the knower known obtaining in the waking, the knower known obtaining in dream, the knower known obtaining in deep sleep state also. That distinct, that Atma Chaitanyam is Turiyam Chaitanyam. One who is available, obtaining as the reflective fourth person is a Turiya Atma, Turiya Chaitanyam. That is discussed in the seventh mantra, so we are not going to, we need not worry about Turiya Atma at all now. Now, the Bhashyakara here, Shankara will leave here. The Gaudapada Acharya and the Upanishad actually want us to understand the Padatrayam first, threefold Padas. Therefore, one thing is the Turiya Atma alone with the three different names in three different forms appears as Thulatma, Sukshmatma and Karanatma as the knower known obtaining in each state. Therefore, now we'll go to the next mantra. Dakshina kshimukhe vishwo manasyantastu taijasaha akashe chahridi prajnaha tridha dehe vyavasthitaha dakshinakshimukhe vishwo manasyantastu taijasaha akashe chahridi prajnaha tridha dehe vyavasthitaha. Okay. As I said earlier, the second karika presents threefold locations for upasanam. Locations for what? No, for vishvaha, taijasaha and prajnaha. Which means there is no given real location for anything. But still locations are presented for the purpose of meditation. And this topic of meditation is not part subject matter of the Upanishad. Upanishad does not present the meditation, does not talk about the meditation in this context. In between, in his karika, Gaudapada Acharya wants to present this topic of meditation. Even here what he does, he presents the locations for meditation, but he does not teach us how we should meditate. So what we should do now? We also need not know, break our heads how to meditate. We can only understand what are those three locations. We know that and we will go ahead. Okay? Therefore, immediately we will think, oh my God, how to meditate then? How to meditate is not said here. Only presents the locations. So what are the three locations for Vishvaha, Taijasaha and Prajnaha? And before that, why is he presenting this, these locations for meditation? Because we are supposed to see, learn to see the Aikyam, the oneness. Oneness of what? Vishvaha and Virat, Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha, and Pragyaha and Antaryami Ishwaraha. By seeing the Aikyam between oneness of this Vishwa, Virat, Taijasa, Pragya, and Taijasa, Hiranyagarbha, Pragya, and Antaryami, what happens? It will in due course of time, it will help us to thin our Ahankaraha. The more we see the Aikyam between Vishwaha and Virat, the more we see the Aikyam between Hiranyagarbha and Taijasaha, the more we see the Aikyam between Pragyaha and Antaryami, the more we'll see Ishvara. The more we see Ishvara, the less, thinner will be the Ahankara. So the it's very important for a spiritual aspirant to thin one's Ahankara, to get one's Ahankara thinned, so that it will be easy to resolve later on. Because of ignorance, we are not able to see that. The purpose of this meditation is not Atma Jnanam or Mokshaha. The purpose of meditation is just to make us see how there is no Vishwaha outside of Virat. There is no Taijasaha outside of Hiranyagarbha. There is no Pragyaha outside of Antaryami Ishwaraha, which means there is no individual independent of the whole, the total. There is no individual outside of the totality. This we also understood when we had it Panchakosha we studied in Taittiri Upanishad. Then also we try to see, understand this, how there's no individual who can live independently, separately, without the total universe being around. I told this example already. No wave can be by itself independently boasting, I'm a wave, I'm here, I don't need the help of any other wave or ocean. The ocean doesn't need to be there, means the wave itself will disappear. The wave cannot be by itself claiming itself to be the wave without the ocean being around. For the wave to be a wave, it has to be part of the ocean, and the entire ocean has to be around. Only then wave can, enjoying its waveness, it can be around. Understand? Therefore, it's a simple example. Similarly, one tree cannot say, I am a forest also. Like that, no one individual being can exist in this world independently without the entire universe being around. Therefore, it is very important for us to see the Aikyam between the oneness between this Vyaktihi and Samashtihi. So, Vyashti Samashti Aikya Upasanam is prescribed for the purpose of seeing Ishvara more, thereby to thin the Ahankara, which can be resolved easily later on with the help of the Upanishadic study. So Jnanam alone will help you to resolve your Ahankara. You have to remember this one important lesson here. Remember one important point here. What is the important point? We are all here for Mokshaha. What does it mean? Mokshaha is our choiceless end. And moksha is nothing but discovering the happiness or fullness which is already there as our own real nature. So which is, therefore, this discovery of moksha is what? In fact, which is there only when we resolve Ahankara. We get this Ahankara resolved, we can revel in that fullness. Resolving Ahankara is very important for us to revel in fullness. Because ahankara is there, individuality will be there. Once individuality is there, you definitely, helplessly, you will isolate yourself from the whole. The more you isolate yourself from the whole, and you are individualized, localized means, you become a limited being helplessly, and you are subject to all limitations. Therefore, it is for you, this ahankara, resolving one's ahankara implies what? Knowing what the I is, recognizing the truth of the I, thereby resolving the understanding what the I is, actually resolving the I in its reality. Like when you understand wave, what the wave is, if you know wave is water, you are resolving the wave in the water intellectually. This intellectually resolving I sense, knowing what it is ahankara tyagaha, ahankara nashaha, which is actually reveling in the nature of fullness also. And for which the ahankara has to be what now? If it is very bloated ahankara, it is not easy for us to know what this I is. I is very fat. I starts from physical body onwards, isn't it? Therefore, that is why this upasanam, this vyashti samashti aikya upasanam is to prepare you for that actual resolution of ahankara. That is why, we have to understand ahankara is holding on to you tightly. You are not holding on to ahankara. Okay? I want to go ahankara. Even if you push it aside, it will not go because it is tightly holding on to you. That is why you are helpless. You cannot give up ahankara. You cannot undo ahankara. You cannot give up ahankara. You cannot even resolve ahankara. Ahankara has to resolve by itself. Ahankara will resolve in the wake of the knowledge of what it is. What ahankara is. What I sense is. What I is. Is therefore any effort you make to give up ahankara, to resolve ahankara, to give up ahankara, I tell you, you are harassing yourself. You cannot do anything about it. Therefore, for that, all that you need, the ahankara has to become thin means. How can ahankara become thin? The more you understand how there is no individual without the total. You have to see the aikyam between vyashtihi and samashtihi. Vyashti, samashti, aikyam we have to see always. And we don't do it by ourselves. So we need somebody has to tell us how to see vyashti, samashti, aikyam. It is a preparation for later on ahankara, tyaga, which is moksha, which is the jnanam, which is ahankara, tyaga implies jnanam. Jnanam which is moksha. There is no ahankara, nasha or tyaga other than jnanam, knowledge of the self. Atma jnanam eva ahankara nashaha. There are synonyms, you can say that. Ahankara tyagaha. There is no way of undoing, giving up ahankara. Therefore, for which you need to prepare your mind. Therefore, which that is the purpose of presenting this vyashti samashti aikya upasanam. And even to invoke that this vyashti samashti, in Vyashti, you need alambanam. For upasanam, you need what? Alambanam. Some location, symbol you require. Because we have Shiva. Lingam is alambanam for, invoking Lord Shiva. Salagrama is alambanam for Mahavishnu. We have, Om is alambanam. Like we have alambanam. We have different murtis to invoke Lord. There's alambanams, alambanam support, there's symbol. Similarly here also, we have what here? Alambanam we need. And alambanam, don't keep it outside, keep in yourself. In your own physical body, you find three different locations where you can invoke the Paramatma, Ishvara, Bhagavan, the whole. So first he says, Remember, we are only learning the locations for meditation. We are not practicing the meditation because Acharya does not teach us how to meditate. Okay? Listen here. Dakshinakshi mukhe vishvaha. Dakshinakshi mukham. Dakshina akshi means right eye. Why right eye? Okay, right eye is said to be more powerful than the left eye. And then the eye is taken as a location for Vishwaha because Vishwaha is who? Vishwaha is the one who, the Atma obtaining in waking state identified with the individual body, mind, sense complex is the Vishwaha. Atma obtaining in waking state identified with the individual body, mind, sense complex is Vishwaha. And here, may you invoke the Vishwaha. Vishwaha, what Vishwaha is? Part of the Virat. Vishwaha is non-separate from the Virat. And where do you invoke? What is the location for Vishwaha? Because Vishwaha is the one who is turned extrovert, one who is experiencing the external world also. Therefore, the sense organs are also used here. Therefore, of all the sense organs, the eye is taken as a location where you can invoke Vishwa, without whose presence the sense organs cannot perceive the external world. External world cannot be experienced. The gross universe cannot be experienced without the Vishwa, isn't it? The gross universe cannot be experienced without the Vishwa. Therefore, Vishwa is invoked in where? In the eye here. Eye represents the sense organs. And there again, which eye? Right eye. And which part of the eye? Because eye means it also goes inside, no? It also eyeball and it goes inside also. So here, entrance of the right eye. Dakshina akshi mukhe. Dakshina akshi means right eye. Mukha means entrance. The entrance part of the right eye. May you invoke who? Vishwaha. And thereby what should you do? Later on, see the aikyam between Vishwaha and the Virat. The oneness of Vishwa and Virat also. Thereafter, manasyantastu taijasaha. And where should you invoke taijasaha? Who is taijasaha? The Atma Chaitanyam obtaining in dream state associated with the dream individual body mansions complex is taijasaha. And is taijasaha, where should you invoke? Taijasaha is the knower obtaining in, the knower obtaining in dream state is taijasaha. The knower obtaining in waking state is Vishwaha. Different names, but the knower is the same. Anyway, so this taijasaha, what is the location here? Manasi antaha. Inside your mind, which means what? Manasi antaha means manasi. Not externally, but inside. Not in the sense organ, but inside. Inside means where? In your mind. Mind is the location for taijasaha. Why should you invoke taijasaha in the mind? Because who is taijasaha? The Atma Chaitanyam obtaining in dream state. The one who is obtaining, one who is available as the knower of the dream state. Isn't it? So the dream means, why dream? Because nothing externally is perceived in dream. Isn't it? You cannot perceive what is perceived in the waking. The external gross world is not available in the dream state. What you are experiencing in the dream state is what? Every object you experience is nothing but the thought. Every object you experience in your dream is just your thought. The living thing, non-living thing, actions, all that, the pain and pleasure, everything you experience is only a thought. Your thought is the object there. There's no other object. The whole jagat you experience is what? The thought produced jagat. Therefore, what are the thoughts? And who is the one who is experiencing those, the jagat in the form of thoughts? That experience, that knower, obtaining in the dream state, experiencing the dream universe, is Taijasa. Isn't it? For Taijasaha, may invoke Taijasa in the mind, that then thereby see the Taijasa being non-separate from, Taijasa being now inseparable from the Hiranyagarbha. How etc. is not said here, don't worry, understand this much, this will be explained later on. See, always further explanation, the explanation will be following. You will see, Gaudapada Acharya, you will see how great genius he is, you will see in his verses later on. That's why Shri Shankara Bhagavatpada accepts. Shankara Bhagavatpada himself wants to write Bhashyam for his Karika. He wants us to study Karika. It is he who made Karika also, study of the Karika equally important along with study of Upanishads. 12 mantras. Anyway, next. Akashe chahridi pragyaha. Okay. Hridi akashe. Understand. Hridi means what? Hridaye. Hrit, if you say it is takaranta shabda, then you had to say what? Hridi. But hridayam, if you say akaranta shabda, therefore hridaye. I don't know whether you have covered this much in Sanskrit. Hridaye, in the heart. In the heart, what is there? In the heart, there is space. But the face is not empty. In our understanding, that empty space is filled with what? Blood, isn't it? But still, we should remember, there is space in the heart. Hridaya akashaha. In that hridaya akashe, space inside the heart, we know the heart, even though we have not done any bypass surgery, we have not opened somebody, we have not opened and seen our heart, but still we have studied, we know very well there is a heart inside, and inside the heart there is space. In all the auricles and ventricles, what do we have? Only space we have, isn't it? The space is there. And may you invoke prajnaha in that space. So that space inside the heart is the location for meditating upon prajnaha. The mind is the location for meditating upon the taijasaha. And the front of the right eye, entrance of the right eye is the location for meditating upon Vishvaha. And here the question might come, why should we invoke prajnaha, in our, the space inside the heart? Because, see, prajnaha is the Atma Chaitanyam obtaining in deep sleep state. And in deep sleep state, how is the individual? There's no, in fact, individual is without the individuality. In deep sleep state, individual is without the individuality. Do you understand this sentence? Every one of you are, now you are there without knowing you are. Not only you are there without knowing you are, without having any identity. You will have identity only when you know you are. Therefore, there is no identity. I am, that knowledge itself is not there. Therefore, I am a woman, I am a man, I am, this is how I am. No identity is there. When there is no identity, all your desires, all your emotions, all your problems, all your knowledge, all of them are, what now, in undifferentiatedly, actually, they all unmanifest, they remain as one mass of consciousness. So pragyaha, that's what pragyaha, prajnanaganaha, we use all these words to say that one undifferentiated, unmanifest mass of consciousness. But still, when you are asleep, what happens? All your thoughts are resolved, which means the entire antahkaranam is resolved. Ahankara, the knowledge I am, is not non-existent, it is resolved. This is unmanifest. The world is, that knowledge also is unmanifest, resolved. Isn't it? Then what about your memories? All your memories are also resolved. What about the knowledge you have of so many things? Your buddhi is also, intellect also is resolved, unmanifest. All your emotions are unmanifest. Your mind, your intellect, your memory, ahankara, even ahankara is resolved. I sense, the knowledge I am, all ego, isn't it? The entire antahkaranam is resolved, unmanifest means, you should remember, manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha, we differentiate the thoughts which rise in our mind. All the thoughts are, undifferentiatedly, isn't it? As they are all resolved. Antahkaranam is resolved. There's no buddhihi. You can't separate buddhihi, manaha, chittam, ahankaraha. Everything is resolved. Therefore, what happened? Your sense powers are also resolved. Resolved means they're all temporarily resolved. Your seeing power, hearing power, power of smelling, power of taste, power of touch, all the five sense powers are resolved. What about the powers of organs of actions? All the powers of hands, legs, all is the powers of organs of actions, karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, all of them are resolved. All the 11 subtle aspects are resolved in deep sleep state. Only then you can call it a deep sleep state. If they are not resolved, you cannot call it deep sleep state. All of them are resolved. The pranas are functioning, but still they are also as good as resolved in deep sleep state. Why? Because they are not, they are functioning. Like external world is there, like they are also functioning. But do you know that they are functioning? You are not aware of their functioning also. Therefore, everything is what? Resolved. And it all resolved means, where do these remain resolved? Where does the mind remain, antahkaranam remain resolved? Where do these sense powers resolve? Where all the 10 powers resolve in the mind, the entire mind, antahkaranam remains resolved means, where does it remain resolved? You should remember, the heart is said to be the golakam for the indriyam called mind. Heart is the space obtaining in the heart is the thing where this antahkaranam is resolved. So that is why, because they all remain resolved in this space only. But understand, all this sukshma. Even when the mind is functioning, it is sukshma. Even the sense powers are functioning, they are sukshma. Because they are not perceptible for you through physical sense powers, isn't it? But when they resolve, how subtle they will be? They all remain resolved means they become unmanifest and undifferentiated. Isn't it? Then, therefore, then what is the location? Space inside the heart. Why? It is said all these 11 subtle aspects totally remain resolved in this space only. When they resolved only, we call it what now? They are undifferentiated, unmanifest, we call it prajnaha. Therefore, may you invoke, you get the, point, why we invoke prajna in this inner space? The space inside the heart. I want to understand the connection. Why for each location, if you have to see the each location, location for prajnaha is the space inside the heart. The location for taijasa is the mind. The location for Vishwaha is the entrance of the right eye. Okay, may you thereby may invoke the Pragyaha there, then may you see the identity between the Pragyaha and Antaryami Ishwaraha. This is what is said here, but how to see the Aikyam, how to invoke is not said here. So we know these things. We'll wait for Acharya to come back and teach us this. Okay, Gaudapada Acharya. So we will, let us go with him. Let us follow his footprints. Exactly what he says, let us understand and go with him. Tridha dehe vyavasthitaha. Tridha means in threefold places, in threefold vyavasthitaha dehe. Dehe vyavasthitaha. What now? That one Atma Chaitanyam alone, obtaining in three different states, identified with three different forms, you know, is there as what? In the entrance of the right eye, in the mind, and also in the space inside the heart, vyavasthitaha is, you know, is there. Vyavasthita, who is there here? The Atma Chaitanyam is there, where? In three different locations, as what? As Vishwaha, Tejasaha and Pragyaha is there. Which means it is there all over. But we are taking these three locations. Don't think Vishwa is only hitting in this place. Vishwaha is what? Vishwaha is the Atma Chaitanyam, the consciousness obtaining in the waking state associated with the whole, what now? The body mind sense complex. Now we are all what? Every one of you say what now? Vishwaha. Every one of you is Vishwa now. You fall asleep in the class as I am teaching and you dream also, then you are Taijasaha. And if you start snoring, you are Pragya. Okay, I do see you become, sometimes you are Vishwaha, and slowly sometimes you become Taijasaha, and sometimes you are Pragya also. I see that. No? Another person has to wake you up. You yourself know who are all sleeping in the class. Okay, Tridha Dehe Vyavasthi. Dehe means what? Don't go in search of this Atma anywhere. Dehe Vyavasthitaha. In this very body, the very in every individual, Atma is there. Okay, you can locate. Who is that Atma? Who is Vishwaha? Atma Chaitanyam. Who is Pragyaha? Atma Chaitanyam. Who is Taijasaha? Atma Chaitanyam. But don't say Atma is Vishwaha, Atma is Taijasaha, Atma is Pragyaha. We should not say. Okay? Atma is not the Vishwaha, Atma is not the Taijasaha, Atma is not the Pragyaha. But the Pragyaha is Atma, Taijasaha is Atma, Vishwaha is Atma. Who is the Vishwaha? The knower obtaining in waking state. The Pramata obtaining in waking state is Vishwaha. The Pramata, the knower obtaining in dream state is Taijasaha. Taijasaha is what? Atma. What about Pragyaha? You know, the knower obtaining in deep sleep state is what? Pragyaha. That Pragyaha, Taijasaha, Vishwaha, all the three are why three different names now? Because obtaining in three different states, associated with three different forms. Is it clear? Therefore, three different names. But all the three are what? One and the same Atma. Where to invoke them? Invoke the Atma as Vishwa in your right eye, in the entrance of the right eye. Invoke the Atma as the Taijasa in your own mind. Invoke Atma, you know, as Pragyaha in your own, the heart of, the space of the heart. This is the so that this meditation will help you to see the identity between Vishwaha, Virat, Tejasaha, Hiranyagarbha and Pragyaha, Antaryami. At least these six words must have become very clear for all of you. Do you know these six words now? Vishwaha, Virat, Tejasaha, Hiranyagarbha, Pragyaha, Antaryami, Ishwaraha. These six words, not new words now for you. And you know what it means. These six words mean. Three pairs words. Okay. Now we'll go to the next mantra. Next karika. Vishvohi sthulabhum nityam. Taijasav pravivikthabhuk. Ānanda-bhukta-tha prajñaha tridha-bhogam-nibodhata viśvohi sthūla-bhung-nityam taijasaf pravivikta-bhuk taijasaf pravivikta-bhuk ānanda-bhuk tatha prajñaha tridha-bhogam-nibodhata So as I said, the bhogatrayam is discussed here. Bhogaha means the object of enjoyment or experience. What are those three different experiences of the three different experiences? All the three are absolutely one and the same. The only Atma obtaining as three different experiences going through three different experiences, you know, and what are those three different experiences? What are those three bhogaha? Trayaha bhogaha. Bhogaha means experience. Bhogaha means experience. So here, stula bhuk, you have to separate the word bhuk, bung should be understood. When you separate it, you get as bhuk. Book means not English book here. Book, no, this is book here. Book means enjoyer, eater, experiencer. One who goes through the enjoyment, one who goes through the experience is what? Book. So, sthula book means experiencer of the gross universe, the gross names and forms. When you say gross universe, you should include what? Your gross body also. Who is the one, the experiencer, the enjoyer of the gross names and forms obtaining in the waking state? You don't need to say that. You never experience gross names and form in dream state. Therefore, don't need to mention, but still I'm repeating it just for you not to forget. Who is the experiencer here? Vishwaha, he, sthula bhuk. Am I repeating all these things? Not. Who is repeating here? Say Rajurji? Sir Rodney ji? No. Gaudapada Acharya repeats. Upanishad has finished selling, but Ripacha repeats. That is why even in sleep also you mandukal memorize actually. You will not forget it. Vishwaha hi sthula bhuk. Vishwaha hi sthula bhuk. You have all learned Sanskrit sentence now. Vishwaha hi sthula bhuk. Vishwaha hi sthula bhuk. Vishwaha is the experiencer, enjoyer of the gross universe. So what is the what is the gross universe? Gross universe is the object of experience. Is it? So, who experiences what? He makes it very clear. You should not say Taijasaha experiences the gross universe. You should not say that. That is why it is repeated. Understand? Who experiences gross universe? Vishwaha. Not the Taijasaha, not the Pragyaha. Therefore, next he says, when Nityam means always, definite, never does this object of experience change. No, last year, whole year it was like that. All these years it has been like this. Only recently it has become differently. You will say that. That is why he, unforgetting, without forgetting, carefully he uses the word Nityam. Always it has been, it is, it will ever be. This is the condition, what? Sthula Bhuk. Vishwahahi Sthula Bhuk. Okay? Sthula Bhuk means sthul. Next. Taijasaha Pravivikta Bhuk. Praviviktam means subtle. Prakarshena Viviktam is what? Differentiated. All the objects, names and forms are differentiated in dream also. But how? Very differently, isn't it? Differentiated. But there are what? Very subtle. Like how in the waking state all the objects are differentiated. So also in dream also objects are differentiated. Yes, you don't mistake one thing. All of them are not one. But still they are what? Prakarshena. All the objects are subtle in nature because they are all thought produced objects. They are praviviktam. Praviviktam means sukshmam. So, Pravivikta Bhuk means Taijasaha is the experiencer of the Sukshma Prapanchaha. Who is the one who experiences the subtle universe? Taijasaha, which means it, you cannot say Vishwaha here, the experiencer of the subtle universe. Sukshma Prapanchaha is Taijasaha. You don't need to do homework, don't worry. Taijasaha Pravivikta Bhuk. That's why Bung you saw first, now you see this word Bhuk. So actual word is Bhuk. Because of Sandhihi, the Bhuk has become Bung. So don't get confused. Why once Bung and once a Bhuk? Okay? Bhuk is the actual word. Bhuk means enjoyer. Bhuk nave anubavikiravan artham. Saapadravan artham daughter. Bhuk means eater. You can see that also. The eater is the enjoyer, experiencer. Anubhavikiravan artham. Then, ananda bhuk tatha prajnyaha. And what is the object of experience here for the experiencer obtaining in deep sleep state? What is the bhogaha? What is the enjoyment there? Na? Object of enjoyment, anandaha. Anandaha means sorrowlessness. What does it mean here? Bliss. Here you can use the word bliss. Okay? Why bliss here? Sorrowlessness. Anandaha here, tatha prajnyaha. Anandabhuk tatha prajnyaha. So the knower obtaining in deep sleep state is the enjoyer or the experiencer of the anandaha. So the objects of experience are different. Anandaha is experienced when only in deep sleep state. Isn't it? Sukshma prapanchaha experienced when the thought produced universe and objects experienced when only in dream. And gross prapancha is experience, names and forms experienced when only in waking. Therefore that experiencer in three different states, going through the three different objects, experiencing three different objects also, are given three different names as Vishwaha, Taijasaha, Pragyaha. But all the three ஆர் ஆக்சுவலி ஒன் அண்ட் தி சேம் ஆத்மா, ஆத்ம சைத்தன்யம். Isn't it? So here we have to understand ஆனந்தா. When you say ஆனந்த புக் பிராக்யா, then த்ரிதா போகம் நிபோதத. த்ரிதா, த்ரிதா means த்ரீ ஃபோல்ட், த்ரீ டிஃபரண்ட். போகம் நிபோதத, த்ரீ ஃபோல்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். நிபோதத மீன்ஸ் மே யூ நோ, போதத மீன்ஸ் நோ, இம்பரேட்டிவ் வேர்ட். நிபோதத மீன்ஸ் மே யூ நோ வித்தவுட் எனி டவுட்ஸ், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். போதத, போதத்தே, போதத இஸ் அன் இம்பரேட்டிவ் வேர்ட். நிபோதத, தெளிவாக அறிவாயாக. மே யூ நோ தீஸ் த்ரீ டிஃபரண்ட் நோ ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் அப்டைனிங் இன் த்ரீ டிஃபரண்ட் ஸ்டேட்ஸ். ஓகே, ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் டிஃபரண்ட் ஹியர். வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு சீ லேட்டர் ஆன் ஆல் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், ஆல் தி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸஸ், ஆல் ஆர் ஒன். வி ஹேட் டு நோ தட், தட்ஸ் வை இட் வெரி வெரி கிளியர். Now we have no different, we have no doubt. Yes, the gross names and forms are different. Subtle thought produced names and forms are different. And completely undifferentiated, unmanifest names and forms are different. And all of them are different objects of experience. And different experiences also, with different names also. But all of, at last we have to see what now? All of them are one. That is why first we are shown what we know. This is called Akanksha Paddhati. Means what? You have to, if we tell what you already know, it's easy to understand. From what you know, you have to be taken to what you do not know. Known to unknown method. Isn't it? We'll go to next mantra, next karika. ஸ்தூலம் தர்ப்பயதே விஶ்வம், ஹியர் ஈவன் தி கமெண்ட்ரி இஸ் கிவன் ஹியர் பை சங்கரா. உக்த அர்த்தௌ ஸ்லோகௌ, தீஸ் டூ வெர்சஸ் அகெய்ன் பிரசன்ட் ஓன்லி வாட் ஹஸ் பீன் செட் ஏர்லியர். உக்த அர்த்தௌ, உக்த அர்த்தௌ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தி மீனிங் விச் ஹஸ் ஆல்ரெடி பீன் கன்வேட் இஸ் ரிப்பீட்டட்லி செட் ஹியர் தீஸ் வெர்சஸ். ஸ்தூலம் தர்ப்பயதே விஶ்வம் ப்ரவிவிக்தம் து தைஜஸம் ஆனந்தஸ்ச ததா ப்ராஜ்ஞம் த்ரிதா த்ருப்திம் நிபோதத. ஸ்தூலம் தர்ப்பயதே விஶ்வம் ப்ரவிவிக்தம் து தைஜஸம் ஆனந்தஸ்ச ததா ப்ராஜ்ஞம் த்ரிதா த்ருப்திம் நிபோதத. Okay, so tarpayate means brings satisfaction or satisfies or pleases. Actually, you all know this word triptihi. Triptihi is very commonly known to all of us, isn't it? Tamil, the whole India, everybody knows the word triptihi. Triptihi, satisfaction. It's a feminine gender word, noun, triptihi. The same word in a neutral gender word is called tarpanam. Satisfying, it's a gerund, is what? Tarpanam means satisfying. It's a neutral gender word. And triptihi, satisfaction. What is the verb here? Tarpayate, atmane padam. You have learnt recently, no? Parasme padam, atmane padam, you have learnt, no? So, ஆத்மனே பதம் தர்ப்பயத்தே. means satisfies, brings satisfaction or pleases, tripti paduthugirathu. So here sthulam tarpayate vishvam. See, Vishwaha is who? The knower, the experiencer. Now, obtaining in the waking state, the Pramata obtaining in waking state is Vishwaha. That who satisfies, what satisfies, what brings about satisfaction to the Vishwaha. Now, Sthulam. Means sthula means sthulam jagat, sthula prapanchaha, all the forms, all the objects, obtaining in the gross waking state, the gross forms alone, brings satisfaction for this Vishwaha. Gross forms alone. If you ask me how, I can tell you this. Now we are all here. Suppose I may, you tell me, suppose you all dreamt something yesterday, last night, you all dreamt nice, the sandwiches that Rupal made. You all dreamt, okay? You all saw those sandwiches. And you also, in your dream, you packed and brought them to the class also. In your dream. But now you are in a waking state sitting in this class. Now you are all Vishwaha, okay? And imagine, I tell you, you all told me that you packed your sandwiches what you dreamt last night. You have brought them to the class. You all dream class, dream packing and dream sandwiches, you have come to the class. But now it is what? Not dream class, okay? It's real class. I ask you, come on, you eat those sandwiches. Why? That sukshma object cannot satisfy Vishwaha. You need real sandwich packed in the now and brought now, isn't it? That's what was thulam tarpayate vishvam. The waker, Vishwaha is the waker, cannot be satisfied by any other object except the gross objects. Isn't it? It's available in the waking state. Which means, what does it mean? The objects available in dream state cannot satisfy the Vishwaha. And also objects available in the waking state cannot satisfy the Taijasaha. Experiencer in the waking, experiencer in the dream state. Imagine now, Taijasaha. You are dreaming. You're lying down in your house and dreaming. And you dream, you are so thirsty. Very, very thirsty. In dream, okay? In dream, you are thirsty. In fact, you have many juices in your house and so many varieties. The water bottle is next to you. But still, the water bottle you carefully kept in your room will not satisfy the dream person who is thirsty. Isn't it? Therefore, the dream person who is thirsty in dream needs dream water, not the real water. You have to get the dream water to drink in dream to quench your dream thirst. Is it clear now? So what satisfies the person? That is what is said here. Tarpayate. Vishvam, sir, Vishvam, sir, sthulam tarpayate Vishvam. Simple sentence. The sthula objects obtaining in the waking state, the gross forms, is it the gross universe alone satisfies the Vishwaha. Is it clear now? Therefore, pravivictam tu taijasam. The subtle objects obtaining in the dream state alone can satisfy the taijasaha, the experiencer obtaining in dream state. So, waking state, gross objects, gross universe cannot satisfy the knower experiencer obtaining in dream state. The dream objects, cannot satisfy the waker. Not only the waker, also the sleeper. the one who is asleep, the pragyaha also. So, taijasam praviviktam tu tarpayate, hat ad tarpayate. So, the subtle universe, praviviktam means sukshva prapanchaha, the subtle universe or subtle names and forms alone satisfy what? The taijasaha, the experiencer obtaining in dream state. Then, anandaha cha tatha pragyam. The pragya is what? The experiencer, the knower obtaining in deep sleep state, now cannot be satisfied. What? The grass universe cannot satisfy the pragya. Subtle names and forms also cannot satisfy the pragya. What can satisfy? Anandaha. The divisionlessness, differencelessness state, isn't it? Non-duality. Is it the bliss alone satisfies the pragya? You know, we anandaha, which means all of us love sleep because in sleep you are yourself. And in see, we don't need any other experience. Your ahankara is resolved, differences are resolved, divisions are resolved, there is happiness. There is painlessness. Even for a short while. That is why you all like naps also. You know. And then once you wake up, that's why we get, even children understand this. Get very cranky, they are disturbed from sleep. Even we don't, like somebody calls you to 1 o'clock in the midnight, 2 o'clock when you're fast asleep, any Mahatmas will get angry. You know why? Because that's sukham. Sleep is sukham. Sleep, that is why if you fall asleep, no pain. The problem is sometimes we are not able to sleep. That is the problem, isn't it? That's why whoever is able to sleep well is really lucky person, at least for some hours. The whole jagat is not there for you. No identity. No, even to be able to sleep well, you should have Bhagavan's grace. Punya must be there. As you won't be able to sleep the whole night sitting like an old, you know what a problem it is, isn't it? Be able to sleep, one must have punya. Sleep well also. Because in sleep, pragyaha, what is the object, what is that the pragyaha? What can satisfy the pragya? No, only anandaha. What is anandaha? No, painlessness, bliss. What is bliss? Divisionlessness, differencelessness. It is not all the emotions, all the problems, all the forms, everything is what now? No, unmanifest and undifferentiated, they remain as one mass of consciousness, means there is in divisionlessness, differencelessness, there is sukham. What is the difference between a wise person and the one who is asleep? The ajnani, every day in sleep also experiences advaitam, non-duality. You are experiencing the non-dual, all of us have non-dual experience every day in sleep. You want to know what is non-dual experience? You fall asleep, what is there for you? Is a second thing for you? You yourself are not there. There is no second thing. Where is the question of other thing being other than you? In sleep. In sleep, you have non-dual experience. Experience of non-duality. Isn't it? There is anandaha. There is no pain, no dukkham, no division, no difference, no wrong identity. There is neither right identity nor wrong identity. There is no identity at all. Therefore what? There is no dukkham. But the problem is that sleep, you cannot be there continuously. You will be disturbed. Why? Because mind is, therefore it will work, function. Mind will function. Why? Because mind itself is a function which functions within the realm of an order. Therefore you have no say over the Isn't it function and the instrument, internal instrument of knowledge called Antahkaranam, it functions within the realm of an order, means it functions. It functions means all the thoughts will be up. In fact, even the Ahankara will be up. So what does it mean? You have to wake up. And once you wake up means differences are inevitable. Divisions are inevitable. Wrong identity is inevitable. So problems will be inevitable. Dukkham also will be inevitable. Sometimes some small break, you know, some pleasure also is possible. But still everything is again comes back. For that Advaita Sukham, Advaita Sukham you experience in deep sleep state is not, isn't it? Is not permanent. Advaita Sukham, when is it permanent? Because in sleep you are ignorant. Not only you are half ignorant, you are totally ignorant. In Jnanam, you will be totally knowledgeable. Isn't it? That then Advaita Sukham is not an object of experience. It is your own Swarupam. You have to remember, in knowledge, Advaita Sukham, this the joy of reveling in the vision of non-duality is not an object of experience, which is your own Swarupam, very nature. Then your knowledge is total, isn't it? Whereas in sleep, you have Advaita Sukham, that is time-bound, it is object of experience here. Why? Because you are ignorant. You are not simply ignorant, you are totally ignorant. Therefore, it is there. But it will be disturbed. Any experience is subject to get disturbed, subject to change. No experience will be permanent. Whereas Swarupam is permanent. In Jnanam, Advaita Sukham is your Swarupam. In deep sleep state or after death in Laya or Pralaya, what happens? The Sukham you have is experience, so which is subject to change. Is it clear now? Therefore, what satisfies the pragya? No. For the one who is asleep, you go and wake him up. Come on, see this, wake him up. No. He will turn, he said, even something which he likes the best, also you show. He'll say, no, I want to go. He'll say, no way. Because external thing, you know, you have thing, all the time you like it, nice ice cream, you love it, come on, you get up and you eat and go. No, I didn't go. Fast sleep means, because that doesn't, anything in grass form does not satisfy the one who is asleep. It is divisionlessness. Come on, let me just resolve. Then that is a sukham. For only pragya, the knower, the experiencer obtaining in deep sleep state is happy with what? Only the anandaha, the division, the anandaha means what? The non-dual experience, which one has when all the differences are resolved, everything is unmanifest. That sukham alone satisfies the pragya. So, the subtle forms and names alone satisfies the taijasaha, the knower obtaining in dream state, and the gross forms alone will satisfy the vishvaha. So now you have to, you know, really you get up and go, really you drink your tea, and really you see what real tea, therefore now, not dream tea, dream biscuits, you can really have waking state biscuits and waking state tea. And then you can, as a Vishwa, you have the satisfaction. Therefore, Tridha Triptim Nibodhata. You know, 5 more minutes are there. Tridha Triptim Nibodhata. Tripti means, may you understand the threefold, you know, the satisfaction, a threefold object which brings satisfaction, experienced, enjoyed by the threefold knowers. experiences obtaining in three different states. Is it clear now? So now we have covered padatrayam of the Atma, then three sthanatrayam of the meditation, locations for meditations, bhogatrayam, threefold objects of experience, then threefold things which satisfy, now bring about satisfaction for the threefold experiences obtaining in three different states. Clear? A new topic. Go and come. Become very clear. Mandukyam ekamevalam, he says. Mandukyam only studied thoroughly, it is enough, it seems. Swamiji classed his class with this sentence. Mandukyam ekamevalam. So beautiful, Amma. What you brought last week?
ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम.
लुक एट दिस 1, 2, 3, 4 दि फोर कारिकास कमेंट अपॉन दि फर्स्ट फाइव मंत्रास ऑफ दि उपनिषद. रिमेंबर दिस नाउ. The four karikas comment upon the first five mantras. First five mantras means what now? Actually, third, fourth, fifth mantras. So, three mantras are commented upon by these four karikas. Now, fifth. See, the fifth karika, actually, in the fifth karika, Gaudapada Acharya independently summarizes the teaching. The summary given here is purely Gaudapada Acharya's summary. Okay? And afterwards, the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, the four karikas, he takes them and he presents different concepts of the different theories of creations. Only four, it looks like four small karikas. We are going to see what are all different theories of creation, but different cosmologies. You know, he'll all be refuting them. He'll show what they say, and actually, he's going a little bit later on again, second part. First he introduces, then he'll go. Now let us see what is being said in the fifth karika.
Trishu dhamasu yad bhojyam. Bhoktayascha prakirtitaha. Vedaita dubhayam yastu. Sabhunjano na lipyate. Trishu dhamasu yad bhojyam.
I'm telling it today, please don't miss next class. Whatever headache, fever, backache, whatever ache you have, still come and sit here, because the next class is a serious topic of Srishti Vadaha. Okay, is going to be presented. So,
Trishu dhamasu yad bhojyam. Bhokta yascha prakirtitaha. Vedaita dubhayam yastu. Sabhunjano na lipyate.
See, saha na lipyate. Lipyate means he is not tainted, he is not touched, he is not affected, todappaduvathu illai. He is not affected, afflicted, or touched, or tainted. Na lipyate. Who is not lipyate? Who is not tainted? Who is not affected? Which means, he is not affected means he is free. He is free. That person is free from all limitations. That person is free from all problems. That person is free from karma, bondage of karma. That person is free from dukkham, free from limitations. He is free. He is jivan muktaha. He is a wise person. Who is that person? He says, yaha tu veda. Yaha veda. Yaha means yavan oruvan. He who veda knows. He who knows. The one who knows. Yaha veda, the one who knows. What does he know? Ubhayam. He knows both. Ubhayam means what? Both. Ubhayam means both. Irindayam. Yenda irindayam? The one who knows both the knower and the known. The one who knows the knower and the known. Three different pairs of knower and the known, obtaining in three different states, as pramata and prameyam, vishvaha virat, taijasaha hiranyagarbha, and pragyaha antaryami. The one who knows all these three different pairs, obtaining as thulatma, sukshmatma, karanatma, in three different states, one who understands them, what they are. Yaha ubhayam veda, saha bunjanaha na lipyate. He experiences everything, but still he is not tainted by anything. He is free. What does it mean? The one who knows, all the one who has understood this, what this, what Vishvaha is, what Hiranyagarbha is, what Taijasaha is, what Pragyaha is, what Virat is, one who understands what these are, naturally he knows what? All of them are one and the same Turiya Chaitanyam. One who knows these facts knows definitely all of them are one and the one indivisible consciousness, which is Atma. Such a person is not, he is well, experiencing everything also, he is not tainted by those experiences. He does not react, or he does is not afflicted by anything which he is experiencing. Okay, how, what is that? He says, Trishu Dhamasu. Trishu means in three, moonril. Trishu means in three. Dhamasu means dhamas, actually means state, avastha. So, Tisrushu avasthasu. In three states of mind, in three states of experience. Trishu Dhamasu. In three states of experience, yad bhojyam. Bhojyam means what? The object of experience. Bhojyam means object of experience. What is the object of experience? So, in Trishu Dhamasu, in three states of experience, what are the objects of experience? Three different objects of experience. Virat, isn't it? The Prameyam, Apsthula Prapanchaha, obtaining in waking state, Sukshma Prapanchaha, obtaining, subtle universe, obtaining in dream state, and, you know, the Karna Prapanchaha, the causal universe, obtaining in dream, deep sleep state, all of them are, what now? Bhojyam, Yad Bhojyam. The three different objects of experience, obtaining in all three different states, no, as prameyam, obtaining in three different states, bhojyam, yad bhojyam, and bhokta yascha, yaha cha bhokta prakirtitaha. Bhokta means what now? The experiencer, the enjoyer, obtaining in three different states. See, in each state of experience, there is an experiencer and the experienced. Pramata and Prameyam. So, Vishvaha Virat, Taijasaha Hiranyagarbha and Pragyaha Antaryami. These three are what now? This Bhokta, the knower, obtaining in three states of experience. The Bhojyam obtaining in three states of experience. And all of them, yaha cha prakirtitaha, the one who is well known, one who is said to be the experiencer obtaining in three states of experience, the experienced objects of experience obtaining in three states, the one who is said to be ubhayam veda, yastu ubhayam, etad ubhayam, Veda, the one who knows all these paths, no, being one and the same Atma, saha bhunjanaha nalipyate. Even if he is going through the experiences, he is not tainted, afflicted by any of these experiences. He is not bound by the limitations or experiences. He is free. Listen to me. Trishudhamasu yadbojyam. Trishudhamasu yascha bhokta prakirtitaha. Yetad ubhayam yahatu veda sahabhunjanaha nalipyate. For him, he knows. What does he know? I, the consciousness, I, the self and the consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam alone is what now? The Bhokta obtaining in three states of experience. I, the consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam alone is what now? Obtaining in three states of experience as the threefold Bhojyam also. In each state of experience, the Bhojyam experienced also is Aidi Chaitanyam alone. And these two, the Bhokta and the Bhojyam, Bhojyam, Ubhayam api, both are none other than I, the consciousness. All of them are one and the same, I, the Atma, the consciousness, the one who knows, Saha, Nalipyate. He is not affected by any of the experiences he goes through, he has. Bhunjanaha, the enjoyer, is not affected by. Generally, an Ajnani also is enjoyer, Jnani also is enjoyer. Isn't it? An Ajnani responds and reacts. Ajnani is what? No. He responds, but still he doesn't react, which means what? He is not affected. That unafflictedness on the part of the wise person who understands the oneness of the reality behind all these three paths obtaining in three states of experience. This is especially brought about by who? Presented by Gaudapada Acharya. Because Upanishad does not talk about the Jnana Palam. But he, by presenting this Jnana Palam, the benefit of this knowledge, how the wise person is not afflicted by anything in life, you know, he talks about, he summarizes the whole teaching again. All of them are one. That's what he wants to say. Who is the knower obtaining in waking state? I, the Atruya Chaitanyam. What is this known obtaining in waking state? The Stula Prapanchaha, Atmadi consciousness. Who is the knower obtaining in dream state? Consciousness. Who is the non-obtaining in dream? What is that dream universe? The entire dream universe is nothing but Atma, the consciousness. What about the Pragya, the one who is asleep? You know, consciousness. What is that Anandaha? Consciousness. What is that, isn't it? Non-dual experienced in deep sleep state? Karna Prapanchaha, the undifferentiated, unmanifest names and forms. In potential condition, consciousness only. So, the universe, manifest or unmanifest, look at this. The universe, manifest in waking, subtly manifest in dream, or unmanifest in deep sleep state, isn't it? You can take the same meaning here also. Take this. In the jiva's sleep is bhoga nidra. In every individual, when you fall asleep, nidra is what? Nidra is layaha. From here, you have to understand Ishwara's also. Ishwara nidra, Bhagavad nidra, yoga nidra, pralayaha, mahapralayaha is Bhagavan's sleep. Your sleep is layaha, Bhagavan's sleep is pralayaha. When the whole cosmos resolves also, isn't it? Then doesn't matter. When the universe is unmanifest also, is what? Consciousness. The universe is manifest also is consciousness. The manifest or unmanifest universe is nothing but consciousness. Manifest. Now, the experiencer of the manifest or the experiencer of the unmanifest, there's no experiencer other than consciousness. Is it clear? This is the teaching. And the one who knows this, how does he know? Not as a different, I know consciousness. He doesn't say that. One who knows I am that consciousness, Atma and the Turiya Chaitanyam, the consciousness, one for whom consciousness is the self, for such a person, he is obtaining in this body mindfulness complex, going through the experiences also, is not affected by anything. He is free from limitations. Is it clear now? This is said in this fifth karika. Now let's go to the next. So now we have to remember all the four karikas are elaborate commentary on the sixth mantra. Okay, sixth mantra, one mantra. Which means the same thing is going to elaborately, very elaborately discuss the same mantra. Again, these four karikas will be further very elaborately discussed later on. But now these four karikas are on, commentary on that one mantra, sixth mantra. We'll read the karika first. Then I started. That's why next class I told you not to miss. Prabhava sarva bhavanam satamiti vinischayaha. Then I request all of you, if you have any doubts in whatever I have taught till now, next class I'm going to come back and redo it a little bit. Okay? Redo means not redo it. I'll re-explain certain things. Your doubts will resolve. Even after that, if you have any doubts, you can ask me in the class itself. Okay? I'll give it time next class. Prabhava sarva bhavanam satamiti vinischayaha. Sarvam janayati pranaha.
Sarvam janayati
चेतोम शोन पुरुष पृथक सर्वं जनयति प्राणः चेतोम शोन पुरुष पृथक
ओके हियर द फर्स्ट लाइन सर्व भावानां प्रभवः सताम इति विनिश्चयः फर्स्ट लाइन सर्व भावानां प्रभवः सताम इति विनिश्चयः विनिश्चयः मीन्स इट इज डेफिनेट इट इज डेफिनेट मीन्स व्हाट निश्चयः मीन्स डेफिनेटली क्लियरली डाउटलेसली अंडरस्टूड What is that? Prabhavaha. Prabhavaha means origination, coming into existence. It's called Prabhavaha. So, origination of what? Coming into existence of what? He says, Sarva Bhavanam. Prabhavahana Totram. தோன்றுதல் சர்வ பாவானம் பாவக மீன்ஸ் எனிதிங் விச் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் நவ் அட் பிரசன்ட் இஸ் கால்ட் பாவக பாவக மீன்ஸ் என் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் திங் இருக்கின்ற ஒரு பொருள் சோ பாவானாம் ஆஃப் ஆல் தோஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் திங்ஸ் நேம்ஸ் அண்ட் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஆல் தி existent names and forms for all the objects sarva bhavana means sarva means what you can sarva implies all the existent things for all of them sarva bhavanam prabhavah the origination of all of them is what is not from a non-existent thing what does it mean all the present at all those existent names and forms the objects and things okay have come into existence already being existent what does it mean they have not been created okay See, all the names and forms, the objects which are existent now, they're all not newly created. Newly created. What does it mean here? They have, Satam eva. Satam means Sat means which is already existent. So all these names and forms, all these objects are, which are at present, which have come into existent, are all of the names and forms which have already been there. Sata means munbu irundavegaludaya thotrame ippozhudhu irukkindra porukal ellam. Okay, all these objects which are present now are nothing but the origination of the already existing the names and forms. The coming into existence of the already existing things. What does it mean here? The main teaching here is, I'm going to come back and teach you because it should be elaborately discussed here. Very carefully, you have to see every word is very important here. Just want to read this sentence once, and then that's why I just want to start it today. I'll keep it. You listen to me now. You don't need to read the book or anything. The first thing here, Gaudapada Acharya wants to point out here is that there is no creation. Because generally, in all the intellects, this is sitting very strongly, the notion that there is creation. There is a creation. This is a greatest error, mistake. There is no creation. He wants to point out there is no creation. But what is the general notion, general understanding that there is creation? The word creation itself is the biggest misnomer. Creation. So creation means something which was not there before it is brought to existence. We can call creation. There nothing is created here. There's no creation at all. Whatever is now is only, you know, has been brought into manifestation. So manifest, which means what is now here was there before in unmanifest condition. So what was there before unmanifest condition has been brought into manifestation, which means it is no creation. So creation is a figurative, you know, the manifestation is figuratively said to be what? Creation. Really, there is no creation. It is called ajativadaha. Ajativadaha means there is no creation. And there is, because so many people of different systems of philosophy and who have this, you know, who say that God created everything. We don't need to say the, what is the Western view, that's okay. Even India, okay, there's so many people who think God created everything. God has created this. Lord created this. And then the rest of the verses and different views of people. What they think, see, how does they see this creation, this universe? Is this universe a creation or it is a manifestation? If it is a creation, now, why they say it's a creation? What is the error in their saying that it's a creation? If it is not a creation, how it is a manifestation? These are all the points discussed here. We'll also know other people of other schools who are of different views, who state that there is creation. How they say this is a creation also. We'll see that these views actually Gaudapada Acharya presents in these verses. Seven, eight and nine. But before that he says what he thinks about it. Not what he thinks, what's a fact established by Upanishad. Upanishadic concept of, no? The cosmology, cosmological concept, isn't it? How the rishis, also cosmologists. The rishis, the view of, as a cosmologist, rishis view, not a view, it's a fact, no? But others, roll out of the views. Views means they have standpoint. If it's a view, the view means it is subject to correction, and the view also what differs from person to person. A fact does not differ. A fact cannot differ. What is a fact for one person? For other person, the fact may not be understood, might not have been understood, but it cannot be different. Fact is one and the same for all. Whereas a views and opinions subject to differ from person to person. Is it okay? So what are those different views of different cosmologists? And what is Rishi's, you know, the fact revealed by the Rishis in the Upanishad? So all these things Gaudapada Acharya is going to present here. Isn't it? Suppose if we say, he gives example, if we say the Goldsmith has created a chain or ornament. He is not saying this, okay? It's an example I'm giving to make him understand. The goldsmith has created a chain means, if you really ask this question, then when you go and weigh the chain, you weigh the chain to pay your money, has he really created the material? The goldsmith has not created the gold. He has not created even the name or the form chain. What has he done then? We cannot say goldsmith has created the chain. No, the chain was already unmanifest. The form and name chain was already unmanifest in the gold. It was undifferentiated also. When you see the gold biscuit, you cannot see the chain there. Where is the chain in the gold biscuit? The chain is there or not? The chain is there. But can you differentiate it? No. Can you know, differentiate it? No. Is it manifest? No. But the chain is already unmanifest, undifferentiated. Chain remains as the gold. So the gold also is not created by the goldsmith. The name and form chain also are not created by the goldsmith. Then what is he created? There's no creation. He's not created anything. What has he done now? Seikuli. No? What is it? They're making charges. And what are we paying him for? Isn't it? We pay him. He brought the already existing name and form, unmanifest, undifferentiated name and form, to manifestation. He shaped, isn't it? He brought the unmanifest name and form into manifestation. So bringing the unmanifest name and form into manifestation is creation. There's no creation. It's only manifestation. This point is very important for us to understand first. It's the first point. So Gaudapada Acharya wants to make it very clear. He wants to present actually in the few points here which we need to understand before the elaborate study. And this actually is called Ajati Vadaha. Earlier also I taught you Asatkarya Vadaha, isn't it? Satkarya Vadaha, Asatkarya Vadaha, talked about it. Because we say the universe was not there before, it has been newly created means Asatkarya Vada, isn't it? Satkarya Vada means the universe was already there, it has been only brought into manifestation means Satkarya Vada. Which means there is only manifestation, there is no creation. That, therefore, where is it said here? When he talked about the sixth mantra, I tell you that really the connection of the same karika, I'll explain next class. I'm only just introducing the teaching now. I have not done the sixth karika, okay? I'm only introducing now. I'm going to come back and do the sixth karika. So this, remember this sixth mantra, a very important mantra, sixth mantra. Seventh mantra is much more important. Sixth mantra also is very, very important mantra. The sixth mantra presents the concept of Ishvara. Isn't it? Concept of Ishvara also, the Lord. And there it talks, it presents, that's why last class I took so long to explain that. Ishvaraha antaryami sarvajnaha sarveshvaraha sarvajnaha antaryami Ishvaraha. We saw those words, remember? So sarveshvaraha, I said, implies the Lord being the intelligent cause. No, the all skill, the omnipotent And Sarvagyaha implies Lord being as an intelligent cause, omniscient. And this Lord is Sarveshwara, also omnipresent, Sarvasya Yonihi. Lord is the material cause of the universe also, is the Lord. So there, what this Ajati Vadaha is hidden there. Okay, Ajati Vadaha, the theory of the cosmology, the theory of creation, that there is no creation, there is only manifestation, this is hidden there in that mantra. Then he is going to he brings that thing to how Upanishad presents it, and Gaudapada Acharya is going to make it very clear for us. There is hidden, the sixth mantra, which means the Sarvasya Yonihi, when you say it is the material cause of everything. Material cause of everything means then also intelligent cause of everything. Material cause of everything, both the causes are Ishwaraha Antaryami, means Karanam. Always, whenever you hear the word Karanam, Karanatma, the cause, you have to remember this fact, the effects, the names and forms are already in potential form. Cause is the potential form of the effect. Everything is for potential. Karanam means what? When you say Sarvasya Yonihi means what? Upadana Karanam. Sarveshwaraha, Sarvagya means what? Intelligent cause. Karanam means what? Everything is already in potential condition. Anything potential, Karanam is anything potential. So potential means already there. Is it? Already there. Therefore, what is Ishwaraha now? Ishwaraha means you can understand Turiya Chaitanyam plus potential. Is it? Karana Prapanchaha is equal to Ishwaraha. Remember this. Ishwaraha means Antaryami. Ishwaraha means what? The Chaitanyam plus Karana Prapanchaha, the causal, unmanifest names and forms, is equal to Ishwaraha. Which means, where is the potentiality? Where is the potency? Isn't it? Where is the potential? Not outside of consciousness. Therefore, it is already there. Everything is already there. So what is this universe, Jagat, now? This universe is manifestation of what is already, what was already there. Isn't it? Therefore, there is no creation. This is one point, which will come back and see. All other points will come back and see. Okay, there are so many important points are here. At last, we have come back to Upanishad class. Only from next week, I think I'll be properly doing the classes. I mean, I'm slowly coming back to the Upanishad class. Take some time. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.